Trumos Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph. Hamafresh Miktas Truma Umaisros. If somebody has a pile of produce and he separates part of the truma or maestros that he's supposed to take out. So for example, he's got a pile of 100 bushels of wheat. He takes out one bushel of truma, meaning he still owes one more. Truma is 2%, so he's supposed to take out two, but he only took out one and then took a break. Or he's supposed to take out 10 bushels of maestros and he only took out five. He only took out half, and then he takes a break and he's going to come back later and do the rest. So the Mishnah says, Motzi mimenu truma alav. He is allowed to separate from the rest of the pile the truma that he still has to take out later. Why would there even be a problem? The problem is that he took a break after he took half the truma out. When he takes out one bushel of truma, there is a hava amina to say that maybe one bushel of truma takes care of 50 of the bushels, and then half of the remaining pile, the other 50 bushels, or in this case 49, needs to have a different bushel of truma taken out. When he takes one out of the mixed pile, we are worried that maybe he is taken out min hachayiv al hapater. He is taking out, or min hapater al hachayiv. Maybe he's taking from the wrong half of the pile for his last piece of truma that he's supposed to take out. So we say instead that even though there's a delay between bushel number one and bushel number two of truma, it is considered one long truma-taking process. Or, in another way of putting it, when he's got the other bushels remaining, he's got 99 bushels and truma ain't one. And so he is okay with taking the second one out and nothing is going to be tevel anymore. He's done all right. However, the Tanakhama says, Aval lo lamakom acher. But if he tries to take out the second bushel of truma after his break, and he also wants to include in that bushel of truma for a different pile somewhere else, that is considered to be a separation. And now he's got problems because he took out truma for the first pile with his first half of his truma, and now that he's trying to take out for an entirely separate pile, he is separating between his acts of taking truma, and as a result, he is not allowed to do so. His first truma was designated for the first pile, the half of it, and therefore half of the produce in that first pile is now non-tevel. He'll be taking min ha-pater al ha-aser, and by making things complicated and trying to do too much at once, he has actually messed himself up. Rabbi Meir Omer, af motzi hu lamakom acher truma umaisros. Rabbi Meir, however, is mekil, and he says that whether he's using the second half of the truma for this same pile or intending it for a different pile at all, it is still considered to be one long designation of truma, and so he doesn't have to worry. The whole first pile remains tevel until the full quota of truma is taken out. And as a result, whatever his intent, till the full truma is taken out, he is really not causing problems for himself. Perek Dalad Mishnah Beis. Mishahayu Perosav Bamagura. If somebody has his produce in a storeroom, V'nosan sa'ah levan levi usa'ah la'oni. And he gave one sa'ah of produce to a levi, and one sa'ah to an ani. So he's trying to take out his maaser rishon and his maaser ani from this storeroom produce. Mafresh od shmona sa'in va'ochlan. What he can do after that is take out eight more sa'ah from the storeroom, and then he can eat them, relying on the fact that he already took out his maaser levi and his maaser ani in advance by taking out those first two sa'ah. The way the Rambam explains this Mishnah is that he is considering the two sa'ah that he had taken out for the levi and the ani to still be in existence. As long as the two sa'ah are in existence, then he can take out the other eight and separate them out so that he can then use them as gemeiser non-tevel at this point. He doesn't have to worry that maybe part of the parts that he took out for the levi and the ani were lost or eaten already, and as a result, what's left will cover less of what he has back in the storeroom. One sa'ah of meiser covers nine sa'ah of tevel as being gemeiser. If there's only half a sa'ah left in the hands of the levi, then that would only cover 5 sa'a of tevel, and so he would not be able to take out all 8. These are divrei Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim omrim eino mafresh ela lefi acheshbon, but the Chachamim say he can only separate according to the amount of one meal later on when he takes it out. He can't count on the fact that whatever he gave to the Levi and the Ani still exists. And so he can only eat an amount that corresponds to the remaining portions of what was eaten by the Ani and the Levi, which we would assume would be one meal. So he can take out something proportionate to the amount of the 2 sa'a that he figures still exist, that they saved another meal for himself. The other Mefarshim do not explain the Mishnah this way. They explain the Mishnah instead as referring to an Am Haaretz who employs a worker who is a chaver, and what can the worker do? So if the Am Haaretz employer took out 2 sa'a to give to a Levi and to give to an Ani, the worker can't assume that the Am Haaretz employer took out all the proper Maisros and Maiser Ani besides these 2 sa'a which he took out. So because he only saw him take out 2 sa'a, the worker can then take up to 8 sa'a from the storeroom and eat them, figuring that they've been covered by what the employer took out. But the Chachamim say that the employer is separating as maestros only the amount of food that's needed for one single meal, so the worker can only eat that amount either. The employer did not intend to take out 10 sa'a, to take out maeser for 10 sa'a of the produce in the storeroom, just so he would have food for his worker, because that's too much food for one worker. Rather, what we assumed that the Am Haaretz had in mind was to give part of the 2 sa'a as maestros to the Levi and to the Ani, and the rest of it might have been gifts or matanos, and that doesn't do anything for the worker's behalf. This is the pshat used by the Rav and the Rosh and the various different Mefarshim on the Mishnah. The previous pshat, that it's just about one guy taking out of the storeroom of his own produce, that was the Rambam's pshat.